extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Let's segue now to Connect to Build and Grow, because what happens a lot of times with salespeople, entrepreneurs, is they get stuck on this hamster wheel. They get a lead, they get it to through the process, they close out the customer, and then they wake up and go, oh, I guess I better go get another one. And so then What are some of your secrets to success for that aren't really secrets, but and for actually building a scalable, ongoing enterprise?
Right. The key is to have a pipeline, and the key is to have the pipeline full. And the key to having the pipeline full is consistency. If you close one out of three accounts and you are looking to do $100,000 a month, then you better have $300,000 in your pipeline, because if you don't, you're never going to get $100,000, plain and simple. And the guy who you're hoping for at the end of the month never comes through, never comes through. So you need three guys at the end of the month, and if one of them, and one will come through. So the salesperson needs to understand why customers buy from them. If they understand why the customer buys from them, and they have enough of them who have that understanding, and you have the understanding of those, you're going to win. If you don't, I promise you, you're going to lose. You can't. The old way of selling is just dead. You can't go out and all of a sudden start to prospect if your pipeline is empty. You have to have a consistency of going out into the marketplace with a value message so that you continue to get leads. And those leads need to come to you. It's a pain in the ass to go do with them. Huge pain in the ass. And then you have to start to close like a, you know, can we meet on Tuesday? Right. Or would it be Friday be better for you? Come on. Come on.
And the thing is I find that if you do it consistently, then, well, there's so many benefits to doing it consistently, but the roller coaster, you know, evens out because you're constantly filling it. That's what you have control over. You have control over the beginning of it where you're putting the leads into the pipeline.
I think that there is an understanding of the best salespeople that they need to keep their pipeline amazingly full. Mediocre salespeople have mediocre pipelines. Poor salespeople have no pipeline. And it's just that simple. I need to know if I want to do $100,000 a month, I better have $400,000 or $500,000 worth of pipeline. And if I have that, somebody's going to come through. Someone will call up and buy.
Absolutely. And when you have an overabundance of business, leads, opportunities. Well, first of all, you have confidence, but you also have choices.
Yes. And the salespeople often will take the easiest choice. They'll take the shortest path. And I recommend the salespeople take the long cut.
Because?
There is no shortcut.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and ultimately, you know, if you have a long view and you're building a pipeline, you're building a business, you're creating this ongoing scalable enterprise, you wouldn't really want to take the shortcut.
Yeah, I think that there is that desire, though, for the salesperson to try to get to the sale as fast as they possibly can. It's just crazy.
So I think that could be tied into what I've heard is like this entrepreneurial personality profile where they're constantly wanting the new thing, the, you know, that excitement of the the squirrel, the shiny object phenomenon.
Yeah. Salespeople will go to the moth to the light bulb syndrome every single time. But there are smarter ways of understanding which light bulb to go to. Light bulbs are lit all over the country, all over the world. The question is, which one do you fly to? And the answer, it may not always be the brightest one. The dim one may have nobody calling on them and have a need. You have to understand what the need is by going on Facebook Live, by posting on LinkedIn, by tweeting, by having an Instagram story, and having somebody follow you as a result of it.
And that attracts also, that's a really key component of now, the attraction marketing.
Correct. Napoleon Hill, in my book, Truthful Living, Napoleon Hill calls it the law of harmonious attraction. And what he means by that is you want to attract people that are like you, or that you have the chance of liking because you have similar qualities and qualifications. And that's an obvious secret that no one knows. You know, the law of attraction unexplained means nothing. The law of harmonious attraction immediately has a meaning to it. Oh, like I need people that are harmonious with me. What a concept.
Well, and they're more likely to like you and trust you because it's a harmonious connection.
That is correct.
And so then they're going to buy. So that's brilliant. So I just want to take a moment to have a shout out to our sponsors who bring the 5-Minute Success Podcast to the community. So let's segue now to success, thinking, activities, and vision, because that is, you know, mindset, motivation. I'm sure there's some secrets in there from the Sales Manifesto and Truthful Living that you can share.
Yeah, there is. There's a secret to mindset. And the secret is, what creates mindset? How do you create a mindset? And the answer is being mindful. So I wake up in the morning and I do 5 things. I read, I write, I think, and that causes me, I read, I write, I prepare, and that causes me to think and create. So those 5 things I've been doing every morning for 25 years. Read, write, prepare, think, create. But way before that happens, I have a place. I have an office that has my books around me and thousands of other books around me. I have a comfortable chair. I have a great computer. I use voice to text. I have the world's greatest coffee, Death Wish Coffee. And I'm ready to go into my morning routine without a television, without any of the crapola, without having to check my email. I focus on me first. Everything else is second. And including my 9-year-old daughter, who is asleep while I'm going through my morning routine. If she's up at 6, I'm up at 5. So I'm looking at this as what do you as a salesperson out there do in order to create your own mindset? What are the characteristics for it? Because I can tell you this, after I'm done my routine, I'm on fire. I'm ready to meet or beat anybody with what they do because my mind is fresh and full. And I'm self-inspired. I drink coffee, but I could just as easily drink tea or seltzer. I'm okay with who I am without, like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. That's because you went to bed drunk. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.